It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Heavy rain and flash floods may have kept voters from the polls Tuesday in the special election in Georgia's 6th congressional district. Whatever the reasons, Republican Karen Handel bested Democrat John Ossoff by almost 11,000 votes and 4 percentage points to keep a seat that's been in GOP hands since 1979. The most expensive House race in history did tighten the margins, where now HHS Secretary Tom Price won last year by 23 points. In another special election, this one to fill the seat vacated by Trump's budget director Mick Mulvaney in South Carolina, one that the Democrats virtually ignored, the margin was even closer, with Republican Ralph Norman beating Democrat Archie Parnell by only 2,800 votes, just over 3 points. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that we'll see the draft legislation of Senate Republicans' bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act as soon as this Thursday, adding that the CBO will score it Monday or Tuesday, and a vote could happen by next Thursday. But it seems that virtually no one has yet seen it. Utah Senator Mike Lee is in the working group ostensibly writing the bill, but in a video he posted online says,
"I haven't seen it yet either. Even though I've been a member of this working group among Senate Republicans assigned to help narrow some of the focus of this, I haven't seen the bill. And it has become increasingly apparent in the last few days that even though we thought we were going to be in charge of writing a bill, it's not being written by us. It's apparently being written by a small handful of staffers for members of the Republican leadership in the Senate."
Arizona Republican John McCain, asked whether he's seen the bill, said, "No, nor have I met any American that has. I'm sure the Russians have been able to hack in and gotten most of it." Senate Democrats Chris Murphy, Cory Booker, and Brian Schatz went in search of the text.
"We're going to go down to CBO and see whether they can tell us what's in the bill."
Three of them making a show of going to the Congressional Budget Office trying to track down the details.
Newsflash. We didn't get the bill. But we didn't get the bill because CBO has an understandable confidentiality agreement with the people that they're working with.
And do they have the whole bill?
They would not confirm that they are working on the bill.
Despite a gaslighting campaign from Republicans like John McCain, who claim,
"We used to complain like hell when the Democrats ran the Affordable Care Act. Now they're doing the same thing."
That's simply not the case. As the New York Times calculated, before Congress adopted the Affordable Care Act, Democrats held numerous public hearings, and the Senate debated the measure on the floor for 25 days. Senate Republican leaders plan to push through their repeal bill under arcane budget rules that would limit debate on it to 20 hours. So there will be fewer hours of public debate on the GOP bill than there were days of debate on the Affordable Care Act. Their plan is to debate the bill for just 10 hours, with no amendments allowed. Sean Spicer returned to the White House briefing room podium on Tuesday after a week passed with no on-camera press briefing, amidst criticism from Monday's session at which not even an audio recording was permitted.
We have a tremendous respect for the First Amendment, your ability to do your job and report. And seek out ideas, and then we're going to work with you. I think the briefing is one aspect of what we do.
Spicer was asked if the president had seen the elusive Senate health care bill.
"I don't know that. I know that there was some chatter today. I know the president has been on the phone extensively with the leader and with key senators, so I don't know if he's seen the legislation or not, but I know that they've been working extremely hard, and the president has been giving his input and his ideas, feedback to them. And he's very excited about where this thing is headed."
But did add,
"The president clearly wants a bill that has heart in it."
He again stonewalled on a question that he'd been asked before.
"A yes or no answer. Does President Trump believe that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 elections?"
I think I have not sat down and talked to him about that specific thing. Obviously, we've been dealing with a lot of other issues today. I'd be glad to touch base.
Generally speaking, I mean, this conversation about Russian interference in our elections, there's 16 intelligence agencies that say that they did. The former FBI director said that without a doubt the Russians interfered.
I understand. I've seen the reports.
Does the president share those views?
I've not sat down and asked him about a specific reaction to him, so I'd be glad to touch base and get back to you.
On Tuesday night, Anderson Cooper called him out.
"In some ways, the whole exercise of even asking Sean Spicer about this is sort of absurd. The president has all but spelled out his contempt for the notion that Russia meddled in the election, and he's even belittled the intelligence community for saying so. His statements and tweets suggest he thinks the answer is no, but Mr. Spicer won't answer the question. That one, or any of these? Are there tapes of the president's conversations with James Comey? Do people contribute to global warming? Did President Obama wiretap President-elect Trump? Did voter fraud give Hillary Clinton the popular vote victory? Pretty simple questions. All of them a simple yes or no, but we're not getting that. And in fact, in many cases, Mr. Spicer says he hasn't even asked the president about it. At this point, we're asking him as much as a test of the administration's transparency as anything else. The things like one sitting president wiretapping the incoming one would be kind of a big deal, kinda. So we keep on asking week after week, month after month, and Sean Spicer keeps on saying this.
I have not asked the president since the last time we spoke about this, and I haven't spoken to him on it about the reason. I don't know. I honestly haven't asked him that specific question. I said I have not had a discussion with him on the question. I haven't talked to the president specifically about this. Yeah, I have not had an opportunity to have that discussion. I have not asked him. I have not asked the president. I haven't asked him. I can get back to you. I got the
And that's a bit of what's news for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. We are 100% listener funded and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.